New York City.
Hold on. Yeah. Yo, I come from a two-fair zone. It seemed like just yesterday I had to take the 2 of the 5 to the junction to walk the rest of the way. You can catch a bus for the transfer, but waiting for that surface transfer was a bitch. I avoided like a cancer. I'm heavy in the streets like crack in New York in 86. I was riding the A with the R in my Walkman with D-Saps and lowlifes. I could tell you stories of fighting for my glory on the subway like the Warriors. A young man's rites of passage through the belly of the beast with the working classes, homeless and the purse snatchers. We used to hop and never drop a token over the turnstiles like Edwin Moses and run from the cops like Jesse Owens. Track stars riding in between the cars. The Bronx and Queens don't seem that far. Looking at the map, cause every single ad you read, the people don't look at each other, they staring straight ahead. On the side.
Graffiti, I've said it before many times, is a full contact sport. Kind of getting up to get fame. Everyone wants to be famous.
This rap culture is serious, man. You know what I mean? It's been handed down from generations to generations to generations, man. Only a real artist would get his life.
I used to roll through the hood, a good ride, keep my mental entertained, and find higher thoughts, past levels never seen. Any cars through New York's 5 barrels on the train, subway, iron horse slash ghetto limousine. Back when hip hop was just bubbling in 3D, that's when the metropolis was covered in graffiti. More color than TV, just watching while riding through the metropolitan, rocking came to a brother easy. Bucktown to uptown, under and above ground, to my words feel like New York surface. Rap flow like the train, give you sidewalk service. Ride the track till the third rail short circuit. Strong Alley, LIR, Ozone Park, A Train, BK, East New York, MTA, Harlem, 125th. And get off to take the 4, 5, and 6 from the streets of the Bronx. Come on.
We had the subways destroyed. We had a lockdown. If you go over me or any of my peoples, I'm going over you for life. If I have a beef with you, and I know where you live, I'm going to your house, I'm doing throw-ups in your house, on your door, whatever I have to do, the windows, to let you know I'm not f***ing around.
We call it subway surfing, the dog stays swerving, to the earth end, through the suburbs, the straight urban, B-boy with the ghetto appeal is working, ladies looking lovely in the subway, flirting, money making Manhattan, do or die, best die, Brownsville, never ran, never will, let's ride, the strong Al Leonard, the Al's a Shaolin, Q-Barrel, or the boogie down Bronx, and why?
I put my finger to the wind to see if a train coming soon, it's rush hour, we pack them in until there ain't enough room, or through the tombs, riding under the surfaces, the spray paint alternative is getting up with uni markers, they permanent, I was more than your average strap hanger, you gonna know what my name is when I bang you with a piece so ill that it'll make the paper. Before the era of gamers, these people did it for real. No controllers, risking life and limb to get famous.
Graffiti will always be here. It adapts and overcomes. It will always evolve. It's been here since Egypt. Since caveman wrote on the walls, man. Can't stop it. I think that having a good tag style is important. Tag is your name, your logo. It's the most important element of bombing. Your tags is like your soldiers. You lay them down strategically around the city. You know, the more soldiers you have in an army, the more chances you have to win the war.